Welcome. This is your daily dose of daily market wisdom with Master Trader Nick Santiago. I'm Kerry Lutz. Today is 7/26/21, and this is show number 302. So, big story, Bitcoin is going back up. It's getting its bounce. Is it a sucker rally? Well, let's see what Nick has to say about that.
Well, I think it is a sucker's rally, to be honest. If you look at Bitcoin, it's getting a big, big pop today. The big story, obviously, is that Amazon will accept Bitcoin. I remember another company accepted it, too, for a little while, and then they stopped doing it. I forget. What was the name of that company?
It might have begin with a T and end with an A, I think. Is that the one you're talking about?
I think that is it. I just can't recall the name. But, you know, that's the big story right now. It's giving Bitcoin a big pop, so maybe somebody's bailing out their best friend. But either way, the chart is just in the upper range now. It could go up to 41,400. That's the range I have worked out. But right now it's sitting at around 38,200. So getting a pop. We talked about it last week. It's still living to fight another day. It wasn't breaking down just yet. But the high end of the range will be around 41,400. And I think you'll see a pullback from there. So again, nothing goes straight down in a straight line, just like nothing goes straight up in a straight line. So I would be a little bit careful. Again, I don't really see how this works out for Amazon if they take Bitcoin. I have a hard time believing it because Bitcoin is so volatile. They may lose money overall. And I just think that would be problematic. But that is what's moving it today.
Hey, well, I told you, like, I'm a big Amazon fan, and I got my house set up, and I have the Bezos surveillance system is now in place, reinstalled. That's Alexa, for those of you who aren't familiar with that. So Jeff is probably monitoring us right now as we speak, and, yeah, like, they have nothing to gain from taking Bitcoin, and they have absolutely nothing to lose unless, of course, they did what a certain company did before and bought up a billion worth of Bitcoin and then talked their book, and now they'll dump it. And I could see them doing it, making a few hundred million. Why not?
Well, anything is possible. And, you know, we've seen it now with these talking heads in big mega cap tech, and whether it's Elon Musk or Dorsey from Twitter and Square. So, again, this is the route that we're going to go. You can see the writings on the wall. We're going to be into some kind of crypto world, whether it's a crypto dollar, some stable coin. I don't know what they're going to do. But, you know, today, Bitcoin's having its day in the sun. And, again, good for anybody who's, you know, who's got a nice trade on there. I would lock in some profits.
Yeah, well, if you were smart enough to get in at 29,000, which, you know, I thought was catching a falling knife, but I can't say I'm surprised at a rally. This is what you call, I guess, an exhaustion rally, kind of, where, well, the weak hands really got flushed and now traders jump back in.
Yeah. So what happened is on the 22nd of June, Bitcoin traded down to 28,800. Then it made a retest of that, a successful retest right here on the 20th of July. And that's when it traded down to 29,200. And we never breached or broke through those lows from June. And that's a successful retest. And then you got a little bit of an uptick. And then today you're getting a pretty good pop on the back of this news that Amazon will likely accept. It's not a definite, but likely accept Bitcoin for payments. So we'll see how it goes. But like, I've worked out some math here on this, and the high end of the range will bring you to the pivot from June 15th, which was just a little bit above 41,000. And I think that's what you could retest now. But I just don't see it getting much above there.
Hey, you know, I accept gold bullion in my business. Anyone can pay me in gold and silver. I'll take it. But you know what happens, Nick? Nobody does. So you can accept you could accept Cracker Jack toys in payment, and you probably will get some people who do that because they've been saving them up and they're basically worthless. But you can accept payment in any quote unquote currency. You could take seashells. I mean, you could take somebody's rock collection, stamp collection, whatever. It, just because you accept it doesn't make it legal tender, I guess is what I'm saying.
Yeah, and that's a fair point. It's a great point, actually. So we'll see, you know, what comes in, and we'll see if Amazon actually does do it, or if they, you know, get hammered by doing it and Bitcoin starts to slip, and they get hurt by it, you know, will they continue to do it? So, you know, some people have sold their houses for Bitcoin and really made out. Others have sold it for Bitcoin and really lost their shirt. So, you know, again, it's a lot. It's just a gamble. It's a little bit too volatile for me to accept anything like that as payment for anything. But, you know, I guess these guys are willing to say that they'll do it. It didn't work out so great for Tesla.
No, didn't. We'll see. You know, we haven't gotten the disclosures yet on their latest trading profit in Bitcoin, but you and I had hypothesized that they had been selling options or futures contracts on their Bitcoin. So if they were doing that, they made out really well. If not, then what goes up comes down. And, well, I guess it's a big week for markets. We got earnings coming out, especially big techs.
That's right. We have the mega cap techs. And, you know, some of these are trillion-dollar companies now. Some $2 trillion, right? Microsoft, I think, is almost $2 trillion. So Apple, Google, Microsoft, Amazon, Facebook, they'll all be releasing their earnings this week, really throughout the week. Usually Wednesday and Thursday, I think, are the two big days here. Now, these stocks are expected to have blockbuster numbers, but how much of these numbers are already baked into the cake? That will decide, you know, whether these stocks can continue to climb higher or go lower. I do think the numbers will be pretty good. We're living in a techie world right now, so they are supposed to expected to be, you know, outstanding. However, do these stocks already have it? Are they up too much? Has the run up already priced in the move? And that's what everybody's got to be a little bit aware of going into it. You've had great runs in Apple. Google is, you know, new 52-week highs. Amazon is not at new 52-week highs, but pretty close. And then you have Facebook, another one at new 52-week highs. Microsoft, new 52-week highs. So these stocks have had big, big runs, and now we'll see how they react. And that's really all that matters. I don't even think I'll listen to any of these numbers, what they are. I just want to see the reaction in the market, and that will tell us more going forward.
Yeah, the market knows all. In the end, the market, you can't argue with it. So we will see. Wednesday, we've got an important FOMC meeting coming up.
That's right. So the Federal Reserve will have their monthly powwow. They don't do it every month, but just about. I guess they have about 8 or 9 meetings a year. But we have this July meeting coming up. It'll conclude on Wednesday. It begins tomorrow on Tuesday. And Jay Powell really has the pressure on him now. You know, is he going to keep going with this transitory talk? And I suspect he has no choice. But, you know, right now people are going to say, hey, you know, things are so high here. Are you just going to continue to keep the pedal to the metal? And we'll see what he has to say. We'll see what his comments are. But we're not expecting him to really do anything. We're not expecting any rate hike. We're not expecting any kind of tapering. But, you know, he could, in his verbiage, say something, you know, a little bit hawkish down the road that could affect markets. So we'll see. That'll be out Wednesday afternoon at 2 p.m.
So a lot of posturing, in other words, but no substance.
I think that's what we're going to get. I can't see him really changing course. The one time that last month in June, when they started to talk about tapering, the market tanked. And that weekend, he had a reverse course and, you know, really fly his tune the other way. So I really don't think – I think posturing is a perfect word.
Yeah, what do they say? All hat and no cattle, something like that?
I'm not sure, but he's going to come out. He's going to come out and basically just reiterate what he's been saying. And if he says something different, we'll see if it moves markets and, you know, we'll go off that reaction. But right now, I can't see him really trying to disrupt anything. These markets are definitely a little bit fragile at this stage of the game.
Well, you know what they say, Nick? Repetition is a sign of ignorance. And if I said it once, I said it 1,000 times.
Yes. Yes. Very true. And, you know, that sounds something like Will Rogers.
Yeah. Something like that.
But this is, you know, this is a Fed that has been in the driver's seat, and they've been really, you know, pushing the markets. I've never seen anything quite like this. Every time there's a little slip up or down day, they come out the very next day and reiterate their stance. So they've defended these markets I mean, they've really defended these markets. So I don't even know the right word, but $120 billion a day of asset a month of asset purchasing going on, and you have markets at all-time highs. It's absolutely crazy. They're creating the greatest bubble in human history, but that might be their goal.
Hey, remember, they used to call it pushing on a string. Do you remember that?
Pushing on a string, I do.
Fed.
I do remember that.
Yeah,
yes.
Well, that string has turned into a steel reinforced cable, I guess.
It has. It is really, it is super string, or yeah. We could call it silly string.
Silly string, I think, is more like it. Yeah, I think you got it right the second time. Silly string, and that's just what you come to expect from the world's leading central bank. And one thing we didn't touch upon last week, but I think is important: the job numbers. Not so much the weekly claims, which were at 419, up from an expected 350 and up from the prior week, but the fact that they're cutting off the emergency unemployment benefits. In fact, they all go away September 1st. And these brilliant economists have made an amazing discovery, Nick. They found that if you don't have any source of income, you actually might go out and get a job. I mean, that's quite a social experiment there.
I wonder how many millions that cost to figure that out.
Billions.
Billions. We might even go into the trillion market with that one. But yeah, I mean, we've been talking about this for over a year. This is absolutely insane that this is even taking place, especially at this stage of the game. But, you know, I guess, you know, they don't learn easy.
No, they don't learn. They don't learn easy, and they don't learn cheap. That's for sure.
No.
you know, we pay the price for their ignorance. And speaking of ignorance, you know, another Will Rogers saying, quip, was ignorant. I'm not worried because ignorance got us into this mess, and ignorance will get us out.
Yeah,
right?
I love that guy.
Yeah. Hey, well, gold and silver. So gold's bouncing off that 1800 resistance point, huh?
Well, it's sitting right at 1800 right now, pretty flat on the day, just down a dollar on gold futures. So sitting right at right around 1801. But the action has been, you know, not very good lately. Today, we are getting a decent bounce in gold miners, which is something I'm watching very, very closely. I never like when the miners lag the precious metal itself, and that has been the case as of late. The pattern on the gold futures chart actually has a little bit of a bullish take to it. So it's pulled back off of its recent run from the 15th of July, and that's not a bad pullback. So that actually has a chance to move up towards 1860 or 1880 possibly. The one thing I don't like what's going on is that gold miners are lagging, and that's always a little bit worrisome for me with the precious metals. So as much as I love them, right now when I see gold miners lagging, I'm a little bit cautious, and I think everybody should just be a little bit on guard at the moment.
All right. Well, I think we'll leave it at that. So in any event, if you want to find out how Nick does it, go over to inthemoneystocks.com, sign up there, check out the Twitter feeds at ITMS, at NickSantiago01, and at Kerry Lutz, and send your emails to kl@kerrylutz.com. We get to them eventually. That's a promise. Nick, till Wednesday.
Sounds good, Kerry.